Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. What a beautiful poem. Do you know who wrote it? John Keats or William Wordsworth?
Oh, neither of them. I think it's T.S. Eliot. Text 2. Anne, do you want to go to Jenny's birthday party tonight?
I would go if I had been invited.
Text 3. What shall we do today?
I don't feel like going out. The weather is so wet.
Personally, I'm planning to visit a clothes show, but I would love to stay with you. Text 4. Are you going to spend the summer in Australia?
No, I planned to go to Canada, but my children begged me to take them to Japan. I agreed.
Text 5. Have you decided to take that summer job you were offered?
Well, I want more information before I accept it.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
What's your schedule for tomorrow?
Let's see, a meeting with Bill Lyons at 10 in the morning, and all the paperwork is ready. Then a trip to the National Lab at 3 o'clock p.m. And at 7 in the evening, we're having dinner with Mr. Cooper, the manager of LG Company.
Another busy day, but please don't plan anything for Saturday. I'm going to watch a basketball game with my family. What's your schedule for tomorrow?
Let's see, a meeting with Bill Lyons at 10 in the morning, and all the paperwork is ready. Then a trip to the National Lab at 3 o'clock p.m. And at 7 in the evening, we're having dinner with Mr. Cooper, the manager of LG Company.
Another busy day, but please don't plan anything for Saturday. I'm going to watch a basketball game with my family.
听第七段材料，回答第八、九题。
Hi, Harry. So what's your plan?
Do you feel like playing tennis tonight?
That's a good idea. I haven't played tennis for ages.
Great. Is 7 o'clock all right?
Could we make it a little later? I have to work until 6:30.
No problem. What time do you want to meet?
I'm sure I can arrive at the tennis court by 7:30, but how about having dinner first? It's really busy around here today, and I didn't have time for lunch.
Okay, I know a fantastic restaurant, so we can meet there, can't we?
But I don't really like Mexican food. Could we go to a Chinese restaurant instead?
Yeah, the taste of Hong Kong is really close to the court.
Hi, Harry. So what's your plan?
Do you feel like playing tennis tonight?
That's a good idea. I haven't played tennis for ages.
Great. Is 7 o'clock all right?
Could we make it a little later? I have to work until 6:30.
No problem. What time do you want to meet?
I'm sure I can arrive at the tennis court by 7:30, but how about having dinner first? It's really busy around here today, and I didn't have time for lunch.
Okay, I know a fantastic restaurant, so we can meet there, can't we?
But I don't really like Mexican food. Could we go to a Chinese restaurant instead?
Yeah, the taste of Hong Kong is really close to the court. Hi, Kathy. I'm excited about the big game this weekend. Are you going to watch?
What big game?
Are you kidding? This is the biggest football game of the season, and we're playing against one of the best school teams in the state, so it's going to be really exciting.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Who are you going with?
A big group of friends. Hey, you know what? One of my friends has to go out of town this weekend, so I have an extra ticket. Do you want to join us?
Sure, I would love to. I've never been to one of our school's football games before.
Great. There's a bus picking students up in front of the teaching building at 1 p.m. The game begins 2 hours later.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for giving me the extra ticket. I'll arrive half an hour earlier.
All right. See you. Hi, Kathy. I'm excited about the big game this weekend. Are you going to watch?
What big game?
Are you kidding? This is the biggest football game of the season, and we're playing against one of the best school teams in the state, so it's going to be really exciting.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Who are you going with?
A big group of friends. Hey, you know what? One of my friends has to go out of town this weekend, so I have an extra ticket. Do you want to join us?
Sure, I would love to. I've never been to one of our school's football games before.
Great. There's a bus picking students up in front of the teaching building at 1 p.m. The game begins 2 hours later.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for giving me the extra ticket. I'll arrive half an hour earlier.
All right. See you.
Hello, Mike. Where are you going?
To the concert. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My friend's expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good concert.
Do you go to concerts a lot?
Twice a month. Most nights, I sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, I see. By the way, where are you going for your holidays this year?
I don't know yet. My wife's going to her mother's for 2 weeks. She lives by the sea.
Oh, does she? That's convenient.
Yes, but I want to go to the country.
Don't you like the sea?
Yes, very much. But I need peace and quiet when I'm on holiday.
Hello, Mike. Where are you going?
To the concert. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My friend's expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good concert.
Do you go to concerts a lot?
Twice a month. Most nights, I sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, I see. By the way, where are you going for your holidays this year?
I don't know yet. My wife's going to her mother's for 2 weeks. She lives by the sea.
Oh, does she? That's convenient.
Yes, but I want to go to the country.
Don't you like the sea?
Yes, very much. But I need peace and quiet when I'm on holiday.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
If you've been on campus for a while, then you've probably already heard about the course. Since this is a composition class, I expect my students to follow such rules. For example, take a point off various kinds of mistakes. For example, I take a point off various kinds of mistakes. A misspelled word will cost you 2 points. A misspelled word will cost you 2 points. If you write an incomplete sentence, you'll lose 5 points. This class meets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Your final grade will be the average of these major tests. If you have any questions, you can see me on Tuesdays. Your task for Wednesday is to read Mark Twain's short story on page 30. Friday will be the last day of class this week. So, you're expected to write a short passage during class time. That's all for today. I hope to see you on Wednesday.
If you've been on campus for a while, then you've probably already heard about the course. Since this is a composition class, I expect my students to follow such rules. For example, I take a point off various kinds of mistakes. A misspelled word will cost you 2 points. If you write an incomplete sentence, you'll lose 5 points. This class meets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Your final grade will be the average of these major tests. If you have any questions, you can see me on Tuesdays. Your task for Wednesday is to read Mark Twain's short story on page 30. Friday will be the last day of class this week, so you are expected to write a short passage during class time. That's all for today. I hope to see you on Wednesday.